I'm Omar Fatu. I'm joined once again by Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe for WBFO's Behind the Bench. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
Well, we've talked a few times this season about the team's struggle to score goals, but since we last spoke, the team has played three games, they won two, and they've scored four goals in each of those games. What are you seeing that's led to this offensive improvement?
Well, I think this is kind of more what we expected from this team. They're not going to score four goals, obviously, every game, but I think what we're seeing is kind of the law of averages playing out. I think in a lot of the Sabres' losses and a lot of the games, they didn't score a lot of goals. They did kind of the right things to score goals. They were getting opportunities. They were getting a lot of shots. They were hitting posts and just missing great opportunities. And I said the law of averages. I think some of the guys have scored recently. Brian Gionta scored Friday. He had one goal. Sooner or later, Brian Gionta, who once scored 48 goals in the NHL, he was bound to score his second goal and get going a bit. Evander Kane, a former 30-goal scorer, he had two on Tuesday night. He was bound to break out a little bit. Zemgus Girgensons, who looked like he might score 25 goals this year, he had one, and he finally scored again Tuesday. Sooner or later, these guys are going to start scoring, and maybe they don't reach the number everyone kind of has in their head, but they're going to score more than two or three goals this year.
We had a pretty entertaining game Tuesday against Detroit. The Sabres battled back to take the lead in the third period, but ultimately lost in a shootout. Defenseman Rasmus Ristolainen continues to be a standout. He tallied three assists. He's been logging big minutes. Let's hear what Coach Dan Bylsma had to say about him following that game.
You know, he's a young player for us, but we're asking a lot of him and what he does for us. He's playing against other teams' best players night in and night out. He's in every situation, and he's been pretty dynamic for us.
So Ristolainen just keeps playing better and better. It seems like the sky's the limit for the young Finn.
Yes, I really believe we're seeing the emergence of a very special talent here. I think Rasmus Ristolainen could become one of the NHL's best defensemen sooner than later. I think that's something he could be for the next 10-plus years. He's that kind of talent. He's that young. And as Dan Bylsma said in the soundbite, he's playing big minutes and he's playing tough minutes. He's playing against the opposition's best every night. He's playing 24 minutes. And within those hard minutes, he keeps scoring. He's on a 50-point pace, which for a defenseman in this low-scoring era is very remarkable. And he hasn't even taken a penalty all year, which is truly remarkable. To play almost half the game for more than a quarter of the season, to be in that much action and not to have taken a penalty, it just shows what a smart player he is.
You mentioned Zemgus Girgensons earlier. He was the leading vote-getter in last year's NHL All-Star game. He's had a bit of a tough season. He was injured for a time. And he had an interesting message on social media the other day.
Yeah, he translated from Latvian. It was basically, please don't vote for me. I don't deserve it. And I think when he got all those votes last year, most of them came from Latvia. He was very embarrassed by it. He didn't like to talk about it. He downplayed it. But he played in the game. And when you think about it, it wasn't really overly outrageous that he played in the game. He was one of the game's best young talents. He had 13 goals at the time of the All-Star game last season. I don't really think he looked that out of place last season. And it was a fun story, and as much as he didn't like it, I think he had fun at the All-Star game. But this year he knows he can't be going to the All-Star game when he has two goals, when he's struggling. I think he knows there's far more deserving people, and he wants no part of it this year.
The Sabres have a home game against the Arizona Coyotes tomorrow night. Then they head out west for a road trip. We'll talk about those games next week on Behind the Bench.
Thank you, Omar.